This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health and Living with me, Ti Xiao Yik. Today we are talking about chronic diseases and taking medications during Ramadan month. So for those of you living with chronic diseases, we all know that it's the medications prescribed to you by your doctor or by your healthcare professional that will help you to manage the symptoms and the effects of your condition. But if you are fasting during Ramadan, what does that mean for your medication regimen? So to help us understand more about this, we'll be speaking to pharmacy officers Ainur Fadlina Muhammad Nazir from Hospital Shah Alam and Najwa Shahira Safian from Klinik Kesihatan Senawang in Negeri Sembilan. If you have any questions for them, you can call us at 03-7733-2900. You can also WhatsApp them to us at 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio. So remember, these should be questions related to medications that you're taking, particularly if you have any concerns about medications during the fasting month. Good afternoon, Ainur and Najwa. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
We can start first by understanding, we are here today to talk about medications that you take for chronic diseases. Mm-hmm. What is a chronic disease? How is that different from, say, an acute condition?
Okay, to understand the difference between acute and chronic, let's first understand the definition. So basically, acute disease is a medical condition that occurs suddenly and lasts for a short period of time. It can be between days to weeks and usually can be resolved. Examples like gastric, burns, cold, fever. But if it is untreated, it can be further progressed to become chronic. Chronic disease is a medical condition that develops slowly in the body and can show its prolonged effect. It doesn't happen in a day. It takes time for it to become the chronic disease. If the condition is said to be chronic, if the disease lasts for more than 3 months, then we consider it as a chronic disease. Examples like hypertension, diabetes, cancer, or even osteoporosis.
And I know, would those that Najwa mentioned, would those be some of the more common chronic diseases that Malaysians develop? Is there anything that you would add to the examples that she had mentioned?
Chronic diseases like includes cancer, peptic ulcer disease, asthma. Asthma has acute condition, and you know, asthma itself is a chronic condition, but it has acute exacerbations which occur suddenly.
Mm-hmm. What we call asthma attacks.
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you know, we are narrowing the into chronic conditions today, and I think it's really important to understand the role of your medical prescription, mm-hmm, in managing these chronic conditions. What is the importance of adhering to the medications that you've been prescribed?
We find a lot of cases where patient just skips the medication instead of adhering to some dosing modifications for the medicine, such as for patients who are diabetic and are taking insulin, and their insulin has to be taken 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But since they are fasting, it only needs to be taken 2 times a day. And sometimes the doctor may have the morning dose because we don't eat as much during sahur and during the breakfast period. So whatever it is, I would suggest that you go back and check with your doctor or pharmacist if any of the medications that you are taking needs to be adjusted.
But before we go into that, in fact, I'm curious to find out. I'm sure people not adhering to medications must occur even in months outside of Ramadan, right?
Yes, that's true.
Najwa, what are some of the common reasons that people are unable to comply with taking the medications as they are prescribed?
Okay, based on my experience, when I asked the patient why they didn't want to take their medication, they said because they were given alternative treatments such as supplements, herbs. So they decided not to take this medication from the doctor. Mm. They were afraid of the side effects. But actually, we have an evidence base for this medication. For herbs, for traditional medicine, there are rarely research papers on it. Therefore, if you want to take the traditional medicine, herbs, yes, you can, you may, but you need to ask the doctor because there might be an interaction between the medication that you should take with the herbs or traditional medicine.
Mm, right. And, you know, people, I think, have this perception that... Mm-hmm. That it's okay for them to just stop taking a medication without thinking of the consequences of it.
True.
And what would be some of the possible consequences? What happens if you lapse on your medication, especially if it's for a chronic disease?
Mm-hmm. For example, the easiest example I can give for a diabetic patient, mm-hmm. That would cause uncontrolled diabetes, means... the sugar, blood sugar levels would be labile.
Mm-hmm.
And this could bring about a lot of complications. And it would cause the disease to be progressed quickly rather than when you're having it under control.
I mean, because if you could just remind us, what is the objective of taking medication when you have diabetes? What is the end goal that we are trying to achieve here?
We are trying to achieve a good control of the disease, slow down the progress of complications, and if possible, try to get patients to have a good quality of life without the disease affecting their daily, day-to-day routine.
Mm. So that brings me to the question, can you fast during Ramadan month if you have a chronic condition, Najwa?
Well, basically, yes. You may fast, but you need to do some dose modification. Especially for diabetic patient, we are afraid this patient might experience hypoglycemia. The sugar level is lower than it should be. Therefore, they need to do some dose modification. Talk to your pharmacist, doctors, ask how to modify the dose. Then you may fast like a usual person.
Okay, all right. And I think before we go into, because I'd like to find out and to help everyone understand what happens in dose modification so that it's not too confusing, because mm-hmm. after Ramadan, presumably you would have to go back to your so-called normal dosing and timing again.
Mm-hmm.
So we could go into those details later, but... you know, the conversely, you know, are there conditions where people with chronic diseases are not allowed to fast? I know.
Yes. For patients who has, let me give you a few examples. Patients who has infections requiring regular and accurate time of taking medications, such as antibiotics. Let's say you have cellulitis, they give you cloxacillin.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be taken 4 times a day. And if it is really bad and your doctor deem that you need to take it 4 times a day, then would be unable to fast. Asthmatic patients who have uncontrolled system requiring frequent and regular inhaler use, as well as patients who are diabetic and has frequent hypoglycemic attacks.
Mm, all right. Where the blood glucose is not controlled.
Yes, it drops too low during fasting times, and we don't want for the fasting to cause further harm to the body.
Okay. So, but, you know, in the case of the antibiotics that you mentioned, if a certain course needs to be taken 4 times a day,
mm-mm.
why couldn't you just combine... two doses, two morning and then the other two in the evening. What is the effect of doing that?
Okay, these usually antibiotics, the frequency is based on what we call the half-life of the medication. So if we take it, if the duration of which we take the medication, the frequency is too long,
mm-hmm.
it means... the level in the body would drop too low, and that would cause the germs or the bacteria that we're trying to kill to be able to multiply, and we won't be able to kill it. So that's why we need to keep a certain level in the body.
Okay, all right. And when we're talking about fasting, I mean, the idea of fasting in Ramadan is to refrain from consuming something that you that enters the mouth, that you swallow and enters the stomach, right?
Yes.
So what types of medication would be considered so-called batal puasa, you know, that would invalidate the fast?
Okay, as you know, things that will invalidate the fast if we put something into our body cavity, such as mouth, ears, nose. So the common medication that can invalidate the fast, the first one will be anything that you've taken orally, such as tablets, syrups. This will consider as invalidate the fast. The second one will be pessary. Usually, pessary is used to treat the fungal infection for pregnant women, teenagers. So this can also invalidate the fast. And also inhalers. Inhalers, we have many opinions regarding whether it can invalidate or not. So basically, it has two opinions. Some say it can invalidate the fast. Some say it won't invalidate the fast.
So, for instance, people who have asthma, I know, like you mentioned earlier, for those who have asthma that's not well controlled, when they need to take the inhalers more frequently, that's why they're not allowed to fast them.
Yes, because in acute asthma attacks, it's considered an emergency, and it's taking the inhalers would actually save their lives. So yes, it would be more important to
manage the condition, prevent a medical emergency.
Correct.
And
it is allowed to replace the fast on another day.
Okay. So then, on the flip side, are there any types of medication that don't invalidate the fast?
Okay. Some patient misunderstood. They thought that eye drops, ear drops can invalidate the fast because it enters our body cavity, but actually not. Eye drop will not invalidate the fast. Ear drop will also not invalidate the fast. But for ear drop, if you are having otitis media and this medication need to reach your eardrum, then yes, this will invalidate the fast. Therefore, you need to ask the doctor, pharmacist, whether the diagnosis and the treatment the treatment that you need to take can invalidate the fast. Other than that, sublingual tablet, usually GTN that we use to relieve the chest pain.
GTN is
glycerol trinitrate.
Okay.
That helps to relieve the chest pain. This you just need to put underneath your tongue, and as long as you did not swallow it, it will not invalidate the fast. You can also apply creams, ointment, bandage. This will not invalidate the fast. You can donate your blood, and you can even use insulin. Take insulin during fasting.
Insulin, because I wanted to find out about injections. And insulin is injecting it into the body, right? So are other injections okay as well?
It depends if the medication is meant as a treatment, or if, like, for fluids, if it's nourishing, then that invalidates the fast.
So,
in cases of severe dehydration, usually they would give IV fluids, and that would invalidate the fast already.
Okay. All right. We are talking about chronic diseases and taking medications during Ramadan month, how to understand what you are allowed to take, or how to modify the dose if necessary. We have Aino Fadlina Muhammad Nazir and Najwa Shahira Safian, pharmacy officers from Ministry of Health, in the studio with us to help us understand more about this. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the common misconceptions that people have, the common mistakes that they make, and as I mentioned earlier, I'd like to find out more, some practical tips, I think, for people who do need to modify their dose and their timing. How do they go about it? And you know, also for patients who are newly diagnosed in this period, is it wise for them to be adjusting their medications because they've just been prescribed it? So more on that when we come back from the break. Don't forget, you can call us at 03-7733-2900. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be right back on BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome back to Health and Living with me, T. Xiao Yik. We have pharmacy officers Aino Farlina Mohammad Nazir from Hospital Shah Alam and Najwa Shahira Safian from Klinik Kesihatan Senawang in Negeri Sembilan in the studio with us today. We're discussing chronic diseases and taking medications during the fasting month. There's quite a lot of to understand here because there are certain types of medications that would so-called batal puasa or invalidate your fast. So these are oral medications that could be pills, tablets, or syrups that you consume, inhalers as well, and pessaries. Those that do not invalidate the fast are insulin injections, eye drops, ear drops that don't reach the eardrum, and the tablets that you place underneath your tongue. So I think this is really important because this type of medication, the GTN, is used to help patients manage heart pain, right? And I think we don't want people getting the wrong idea and perhaps skipping or not taking those medications when it could be a life and death situation. I think generally, what are the kinds of people have a chronic disease, mm-hmm. What are the kinds of risks that they need to look out for? How do they manage that, know how to look out for the signs, and what do they need to, perhaps have around them in cases of emergency?
Okay, for risk of fasting, especially in diabetic patient, because diabetic has a really close relationship with glucose. So the first risk that we need to monitor for diabetic patient is hypoglycemia. Hypo is when the condition, the glucose level is lower compared to the normal, which can lead to you to collapse. Yeah, the sign and symptom can be you shiver and then you feel anxiety, you experience cold sweat. So these all are the sign and symptoms of hypoglycemia, maybe due to you did not modify the anti-diabetic medication, that you did not modify the dose. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if you experience hypoglycemia, you need to break your fast. You need to take sweets to increase back the glucose level in your body.
Okay. What about other conditions? For instance, heart disease is very common among Malaysians as well. Are there certain aspects of heart disease, for example, heart failure, where there are very clear risks that we need to look out for?
Actually, we would say look out for signs that would usually bring you to the emergency room, such as chest pain that radiates, shortness of breath, a difficulty to breathe, swelling of the face and eyes and legs, and the usual things that mm-hmm. you take you to the emergency room.
Yep. What are the common misconceptions that people have about taking medications during fasting month? What are the common mistakes that you've encountered with the people that you see?
Okay, the most common thing that I see is, let's say the medication is prescribed to be taken 3 times a day. So since you're fasting, you can only take it in the morning before sunrise and after sundown. But we would modify the time of taking the medication into during sahur, during iftar, and midnight, actually. So you can still take it 3 times a day.
Okay, all right. What about misconceptions about the types of medications? I mean, we've been through mm-hmm. sort of the general categories, mm-hmm. But what kind of mistakes do people usually make there when it comes to the type of medications they're allowed to take?
I would say, for example, like eye drops. Sometimes, some types of eye drops, it just goes straight to the throat. The ones that type are the ones that would invalidate the fast. Even if it's just normal, I would say unless it is prescribed to you to be taken every 2 hours, every 4 hours, then you would not have to take it during the day. Mm. Maybe you can modify if it can be taken twice a day. Take it in the morning before your sahur, and after you break your fast. That time it would not interfere with with the fasting period.
Okay, so I think with everything you should seek the advice of your doctor, sure. or your pharmacy to know what kind of medication you're taking and how it's related to fasting.
Yes.
We have a question from Zaidi on WhatsApp. Will the sinus rinse invalidate the fast? So perhaps an explanation of what the sinus rinse is, Ainur?
Sinus rinse is used to clean up the nasal cavities to take out impurities from the sinus cavities. Theoretically, it would not invalidate the fast if you do not swallow it, if it does not go through the throat and into the stomach. But seeing that a sinus rinse is not something that needs to follow a strict dosing schedule, you can take it in the morning before sahur and after iftar. Just to be safe.
Okay. If you have any questions like Zaidi here, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or you can call us at 7733-2900 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Najwa, do you find people actually asking you whether they can change the type of medication that they take? For instance, I don't know if it's even possible, but, you know, for fasting months, can they change from something that's tablets that are consumed orally to something that's injected, perhaps, so that they can still continue on it? What are the kinds of questions that you deal with in that area?
Okay, basically, it takes time. Example, like if the doctor prescribed you with some medication, it takes time for your body to accept that medication. Therefore, you cannot suddenly change. Maybe it takes 1 to 2 months if your body is stable, if your body did not produce any adverse effect, any side effect, then you can continue with the medication. Therefore, if the patient want to change the medication, we will ask them, go and see your doctor first, ask his opinion, her opinion. And then if the doctor agreed to change, then we will change for them.
Okay. And Ainur, in terms of changing the dose and the timing of your medications, is it something that you can just switch overnight, or do you need to put in a gradual plan?
Yes, we need to have a prior data before we actually do that. For example, in diabetic patients, we would monitor the glucose levels for 3 months and see if the patient the blood glucose fluctuates a lot. If the patient can even practice fasting a few months before, and so with that data, it is easier for us to adjust and determine whether or not the medications needs adjusting or not.
Okay, so something that you should start talking to your doctor about way in advance, actually.
Mm-hmm, true.
All right. What about patients who are newly diagnosed just before or during Ramadan itself? How do they start on their medication regimen?
That would depend on the diseases itself. So let's say if patients who has diabetes, we can teach them some self-monitoring monitoring methods using the self-monitoring blood glucose machine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it can be taken at various times of the day. So if the blood glucose drops anything less than 3.9, they would have to break their fast already.
Okay.
If it goes above 16.7, some people overdo it during Ramadan, eating because we've been fasting the whole
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that's right.
And the desire to eat.
Yeah,
when
we're surrounded with so much
good food
during this period as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying that the level above
16.7, should seek immediate medical attention.
Okay, all right. Actually, when it comes to breaking the fast, especially, I think that's the time where it may be hard to practice that self-control, right?
True.
That moderation, and also if you are on a dosing regime that you take one time during sahur and again when you're breaking your fast, what would be your advice in terms of practicing moderation during that time. I mean, many medications have to be taken with food as well, mm-hmm. because there's contraindications if you take them on an empty stomach, for instance. Mm-hmm. So what would be your advice for those breaking their fast because they need to take their medication mm-hmm. at those strict times? Mm-hmm. How do they bear in mind these principles of moderation and all that, you know?
Moderation, yes. During iftar and sahur, just still stick to the balanced diet. If usually you would take half a cup of rice, stick to that, even though you've been fasting the whole day. Because at the end of the day, your body can only take just as much, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and perhaps some practical tips, when they're breaking the fast, should they start by taking the medication straight away and sort of get that out of the way before they start on the meal? What would be your advice there?
Okay, if the medication requires an empty stomach, we will suggest when they hear the azan, they took something like very light, like kurma, and then they can take the medication, and then they go for maghrib prayer. Mm-hmm. After that, they can get their main meal.
Okay. That's for medications that has to be taken before meal. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for after meal, also after you maybe you take something that light and then you go for maghrib prayer and then you take your big meal, then you can take the medication after the main meal.
Okay, all right. Would adjusting of the medication regimen, whether it's the dosage or the timing, would it significantly affect the daily routine of someone with a chronic disease?
That's where plan comes in. Is very important, because planning in advance, meaning we need to know how the patient's reaction towards the medication and fasting way beforehand. So
basically, for diabetic patient example, we will ask them to practice fasting before the real Ramadan.
A trial run.
Then if the patient requires a more dosage modification, then we can modify it before the Ramadan arrives.
It does seem that diabetes is the one that you need to manage, monitor most closely, because all the examples that you give relate to diabetes.
Yeah, because it involves the blood sugar, because when we eat, that's when the sugar goes up. When we don't eat, that's when the sugar comes down. It's the very sensitive population, I would say.
Yeah. And I think just again to remind all of us, what are the warning signs of potential complications to look out for when it comes to, you know, these chronic conditions?
Okay, I think I will focus more on diabetic patient.
Yes.
Example, the first one is dehydration, because even we, a healthy person, also feel dehydrated. And then for diabetic patient, because the high amount of glucose will cause the person to urinate more, and then they will become more dehydrated. Therefore, if they feel very thirsty, they have dry lips, dry skin, then they need to break the fast, because it can become worse if they still proceed to fast.
Mm. We need to keep in mind that one of the purpose of fasting is to improve health. So if in any way you feel that it is going to make your condition worse, it is better to leave it for another day.
Take care of your health first. Yeah.
True.
And so then, what would be your reassurance to those who have had to break their fast, occasionally, perhaps during the month of Ramadan? What is your advice to them?
You need to put your health first, because Ramadan, you can always fast in the next Ramadan, in the next coming Ramadan. But what if you did not take care of your health in this Ramadan? You might not even see the next Ramadan.
And you can make up for it even after Ramadan month, right?
True. Yeah. Just replace the days that you missed.
Mm, okay. So final message perhaps from you, Ainur?
I would like to emphasize here the importance of checking with your doctor and pharmacist before making any dose modifications. And if you have any concerns about your medication, we are always here to help.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember to bring your medications with you when you go back to your hometown later in Aidilfitri.
Yes.
And don't leave your medication in the car when it's hot. That would just spoil the medication.
Very, very useful advice. Najwa, a final message?
Okay. For during Ramadan, please make sure you take your sahur and don't break your fast as soon as possible. Don't delay it. Remember also to take your medication and drive safe for Raya.
Yes.
And if you have any further inquiries on medications, you can always call the National Pharmacy Call Center, NPCC,
mm-hmm.
at 1-800-88-6722 from Monday to Friday from 8 to 5 p.m., excluding public holidays.
So that's 1-800-88-6722 if you have questions about your medications. Thank you very much. I've been speaking to Ainur Fadlina Muhammad Nazir from Hospital Shah Alam, as well as Najwa Shahira Safian from Klinik Kesehatan Senawang Negeri Sembilan. They are, of course, pharmacy officers helping us to understand more about taking medications for your chronic diseases during Ramadan. You've been listening to Health and Living on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.